Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A New York State Supreme Court judge Monday ruled Governor Kathy Hochul's mask mandate unconstitutional. The rule requiring masks in all indoor public spaces went into effect last month and was set to expire February 1st. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman signed an executive order challenging the state mask mandate after taking office earlier this month.
The governor does not have power unilaterally, and the health commissioner does not have power unilaterally to make rules that materially affect people's lives without respect to the collateral damage that's done, especially to our school children.
Well, on schools, what happens now? Michael Cornell is president of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association. He joins us live. Michael, a lot of parents wondering, okay, this mask mandate struck down by a court, what does that mean for inside the classroom?
Well, good morning. What it means is, essentially, as you reported, there is a ruling by a state Supreme Court judge down in Long Island on the mask mandate. Within an hour or so of that ruling, the New York State Education Department ordered all school superintendents in the state to continue to follow the mask mandate pursuant to a stay that'll be ordered because they're going to appeal it at the appellate division. So the long and the short of it is, I understand the confusion. School superintendents understand and share the frustration, frankly, of the uncertainty. But the long and the short of it is, kids still need to wear masks in school.
While this is sorted out, Michael, what happens if a student today decides not to wear a mask in school?
Well, I think we're going to have to kind of work through that with the child and the family. The mask mandate is in effect. I think the thing that I would invite parents to remember is this mandate is not our mandate. It's the state's rule. And ultimately, what you have here is an argument between some families in the state of New York. And our hope is that families wouldn't put their child or the school in the middle of what's really a fight between them and the state. I understand families' frustration. I don't know a single school superintendent who wants these requirements and restrictions to continue for a day more than they need to. The governor has indicated that the school mask mandate will expire when the general mask mandate does, which looks like it's going to be soon. We all hope it's soon, but today's not the day.
If this were to be, upheld, struck down, does the county still have a say over what happens in school? Are schools with the masks still simply operating under the state's rule, or does Erie County have one of their own?
Well, that's difficult analysis for me to offer on the spot here this morning, Brian. I think there'll be some work to do on that. Like I said, I don't know a single school superintendent in Erie County or anywhere in the state that wants this stuff to continue for one day more than it needs to. But in terms of any analysis with respect to the county's mask mandate, what it might mean for us, I'm going to leave that for another day.
Are you hearing from a lot of superintendents in Erie and Niagara counties on this? Are you hearing from schools, principals, that kind of thing?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it puts us in a difficult position, right? I mean, we don't want to be crosswise of parents. I mean, our job is to love and support the children of every parent who sends their kids to our school. And the last thing we want to be is at odds with them. And this puts us at odds with some parents who have very strong feelings about it. And we understand their frustration. We respect their opinion. Every time people come to my board meetings, I call them the very next day and hear them out. I understand exactly how they feel. I understand their frustrations. In many cases, school superintendents share their frustration. But I've heard from a few this morning who are particularly upset. And I think we all have heard from a few parents who are upset. And, you know, we do our best to empathize with them because we really do share their frustration. We all have kids in school who are dealing with this, too.
Is there any indication that this was going to, you know, a lot of people are making the point of this rule, statewide at least, not necessarily in schools, was set to expire on the 1st. I think a lot of people were just kind of assuming that the governor would extend that. But did you have any indication that these rules may have been changing on their own, even without this?
No. I was taking my wife's car in to get fixed, and my phone started to explode around 7 o'clock. So I had no indication this was happening, and caught us all off guard. And again, that's one of the symptoms of the pandemic, and the stuff that we've been going through is stuff happens quickly. And, you know, and I do feel bad for parents and for kids who are, you know, frustrated, uncertain. You know, and what people just want is a little bit of certainty and normalcy, and we're working really hard to normalize the school environment. Getting rid of masks and the other restrictions that we have would go a long way to doing that. I know all school superintendents are fingers crossed waiting for the day when we can do that. Unfortunately, today's not the day.
Michael, thank you for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Michael Cornell, president of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.